To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Thursday, news listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 25th of August, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we will get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Boy, where do we start? Not a lot of news, but big news. I guess we'll start with being compromised in Plex. If you are with Plex, you probably got an email, because they sent out some emails to customers, pretty much every customer, notifying them of a security breach and that they may have been compromised. According to Plex, it looks like account information, usernames, email addresses, and passwords were all compromised. Plex went on to say that all account passwords that could have been accessed were hashed and secured in accordance with best practices. However, though, it's still advising all users to change their passwords immediately. Now, how many people could this have affected? Well, about 20 million people around the world actually use Plex, making it one of the largest media server apps available. Little birdies are telling us about 15 million of those were actually compromised, but that has actually yet to be verified. Plex actually found out about this breach because they discovered suspicious activity in one of their databases. Once they did, they immediately went into investigation mode. And once they were in investigation mode, it did appear that third parties were able to get all that lovely little information that we just told you about. Now, Plex is assuring customers that financial information appears to be safe, despite the breach, saying credit card and other payment data were not stored on their servers at all and were not vulnerable to this incident. Ah, security, security, security. Yep, we got a lot of security news this day. This one comes from Twitter side and a whistleblower. Ooh, get your popcorn ready. Apparently, according to this whistleblower, Twitter has hidden neglect security practices and have actually misled federal regulators about its safety. Mighty big words there from that whistleblower. In fact, the whistleblower went on to say they failed to properly estimate the number of bots on its platform. By the way, the whistleblower is actually the company's former head of security. Now, Mr. Zatko, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, was actually fired from Twitter in January of this year. So yeah, he might have an axe to grind. One thing for sure though, this is definitely going to be playing out at the federal level, at least in the US. The Securities and Exchange Commission definitely will be getting involved and will be doing a thorough investigation. And if these allegations are actually proven true, we'll have huge consequences. Yep, I smell that popcorn. It's ready now. Let's sit down and watch the show. Finally, get those psychedelics ready, because things are about to get far out at Apple. Yes, coming September 7th, Apple has got a new event to show off its goodies. And their event title, Far Out, man. Actually, it's just called Far Out. Now, if you actually visit the page on the iPhone or iPad, you'll see an interactive augmented reality Easter egg, in which Apple has actually designed a spaced-themed Apple logo and a black hole-style experience. The stars kind of blend in and out of the Apple logo shape, and you can actually use pinch gestures to adjust the size of the black hole. Now, obviously, Apple doesn't say what they're going to unveil, but we've all got kind of an idea. More than likely, we'll be seeing some new iPhones, and hopefully a few surprises. Apple's event will actually begin at 10 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, September 7th, and will be streamed on YouTube. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the wonderful BTN content over there. We got the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and of course the News Show too. Check us out on our social media pages as well, at Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will of course be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. Getting you caught up on the best technology news that would be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the News Show.